For the first time, China's space agency has launched a civilian astronaut into orbit. The Shenzhou 16 spacecraft took off with a three-person crew from a launch site in northwest China. They will conduct experiments at the Tiangong Space Station, where the crew is expected to stay for 5 months. All astronauts on previous Chinese missions have been part of China's army. Well, Colin Baker has more on the country's space achievements so far.
China is already a force in space, but that requires continued space science. The country landed a rover on Mars in 2021, joining only the Soviet Union and the United States to have done so. But the moon offers a practical base for space exploration, and China has several missions already. The Chang'e lander returned a sample from the surface in 2020, the first time that had been done in half a century. It revealed one of the places water might be found on the moon, in tiny glass beads, which could be useful information for future missions. Now, China runs one of only two places that humans can live in orbit, the Tiangong Space Station. Onboard, astronauts are measuring how their bodies react to weightlessness and how to keep fit, critical first steps to long-term missions. There are experiments on how plants grow, how combustion works in low gravity, how materials can endure the harsh effects of outer space, and an onboard supercomputer and high-speed data transmission system to the ground. China is already preparing to take the lead in space, along with those who may partner with it.
Well, let's get more from Katrina Yu in Beijing. And Katrina, how significant is this latest launch for China, and what does it mean for its space program?
Well, this has been hailed as a complete success by the Chinese government. Beijing has lauded it as a milestone. Indeed, it's the first time that China has sent a civilian, that's a non-military officer, up into space. His name is Gui Haichao. He's a university professor who will be performing the role as payload expert on board the Shenzhou 16. Now, that rocket was launched from China's Inner Mongolia province at 9:31 local time on Tuesday. Altogether, there are three men on board, and they will join an existing three-person crew on board the China space station, the Tiangong. And altogether, they will perform one orbit rotation mission before that previous team returns to Earth, and the Shenzhou 16 team will stay on board until November. Now, during that time, what's going to keep them busy is general maintenance tasks. They will perform a few spacewalks, and specifically, they are tasked with performing science experiments in the areas of quantum physics, relativity, and space-time.
And Katrina, how does the Chinese program compare to what we see in the Western world? What are the ultimate aims and ambitions of the Chinese going forward?
Well, during this launch, we saw crowds watching it from afar. They were waving Chinese flags and cheering. This program is a huge source of national pride, and China has invested billions into it, and it has remained a priority even throughout the pandemic and despite the fact that China's economy is slowing. It's also a source of soft power. China has the only space station that's orbiting now that's completely run by its own government. The only other space station is the International Space Station, which is much bigger and much older, but will be decommissioned over the next few years. Now, China has major ambitions when it comes to space. They announced on Monday that they will aim to put a man on the moon by the year 2030. And the Tiangong, the space station that was completed at the end of last year, is a big part of that plan. They also have plans to have space tourists visit that space station and eventually foreign astronauts also work on board. Now, there are some concerns that China's space program is heavily linked to its military and the advancement of China's PLA, and that might present some obstacles when it comes to collaborating with other countries. Indeed, the United States has this security concern, and in 2011, they enacted their own law preventing NASA from working with China's space program. But experts say, ironically, this law that the U.S. enacted has served to only accelerate China's development in the space field.
Okay, thank you so much. That is Katrina Yu for us in Beijing. Well, Quentin Parker is director of the Laboratory for Space Research at Hong Kong University. He says civilian astronauts expand the ability for more research in space.
The space station is basically a huge laboratory. And it's a laboratory that's going to be increasingly filled with a variety of experiments and technologies from around the world. And so that is intended to, so the reason why there's a civilian is a scientist, an academic, and you need somebody with the skill and the experience and the knowledge of how to operate, maintain, delicate equipment. And that can't be done with people usually from a military background. China is getting on board with its own independent missions to not just create its own space station, have its own quite ambitious space program more generally, but also to go back to the moon for future exploration purposes, exploitation perhaps of the resources, including water. Interestingly, there has been mentionings, if you look hunt around, that the 10 years from now, there's going to be tourists on the Chinese space station. And by then, who knows how large it will be, because already the original configuration is complete, but they've just announced they're going to be adding another major node module to the Chinese space station in a cross pattern. So 90 degrees to the plane of the current alignment of the Chinese space station, are going to put another big module in. That's going to have many docking ports, and you can keep adding to it. I mean, just like the International Space Station grew over a long period of time, the current version of China is only about 25% the size of the ISS. And so this is going to enable that Chinese space station to do more, to carry out more experiments, to have more crew on board, to do new things.